Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor with my good friend Jeremy Zakas in New South Wales. The rain in New South Wales, the flooding in New South Wales, and a kangaroo, a full-grown kangaroo, red or white, I'm not quite sure. Jeremy, how big is this kangaroo we're talking about? Who's okay? There's no bad ending here. How big?
John, we are talking about a monster. This is at least 6 to 7 foot. So we're talking over 2 meters. And you're right. It could have been either a red or a gray, which is kind of like a white kangaroo because of the pure size and muscle mass. But because this thing happened so quickly, we're really still not sure.
All right. We're in a car park and there's a flood. What happens next?
Well, John, as every good Australian is, when there's a flood somewhere, especially on the coastal areas, we always have to go and have a look. So up in Port Macquarie, which is around about 300 kilometres, about 180 miles from where I am right now here in Sydney, the floodwaters were starting to come in. They were starting to rise. So the residents of Port Macquarie thought, you know, we'll go down, check on the water levels and see how everything's going along our coastal areas. So in northern Port Macquarie, there's a nice car park there where a lot of locals drove to have a look. Well, as they got there, it was quite obvious that the waters were starting to rise. The car park was starting to flood. So not many people ended up actually getting to the car park. Most of them turned around, except for at least a couple. Now, one of them was a Mr. Don James and the other one was a Miss Christy Lee. They both decided to walk into the floodwaters and have a look at it. So they made their way into the car park, parked their cars and had a look. As they got a little bit closer, Ms. Lee noticed that there was actually quite a big kangaroo there. And the kangaroo was actually in the floodwaters at the time, looking quite distressed and quite frightened. And being a sensible person from Port Macquarie who deals with kangaroos all the time, thought, I'm going to get back in my car because I know a scared kangaroo is not something you want to actually come face to face with outside of something that can protect you. So she did the right thing. And sure enough, the kangaroo saw her car, saw her, and then made an approach to actually go and attack the car. However, as the kangaroo was approaching the car, it noticed that Mr. Don James, the second person in this story, was actually still out of his vehicle and walking up the road, maybe only about 20, 30 yards behind her, and he was not in his vehicle. So, of course, the kangaroo, seeing that there was this person that was outside, the kangaroo was scared because the floodwaters were rising, thought that this person might be in its way to escape. Immediately, the kangaroo set its sights on Mr. James and actually bounded over to him and picked a fight with him. And I can tell you, when a kangaroo picks a fight, there's really no option but to actually fight back, because if you try and run, it's just going to hunt you down. If you turn your back on it, it's just going to try and hit you in the head with its claws, effectively. So Mr. James turned around and got a few punches in, but unfortunately, because both of them were standing in approximately 2 to 3 foot of water at that point, which was starting to flood up into the car park, he slipped very quickly. And at that point, everything turned very, very bad. The kangaroo, seeing his opportunity to basically win the fight, grabbed Mr. James and by the shoulders and pushed his head under the water and held him down. So at this point, the kangaroo is trying to drown Mr. James, who was doing nothing more than just walking in the car park to see the floodwaters. At this time, the kangaroo, of course, he's around about 300 pounds of pure muscle mass. So Mr. James has no chance. He's getting a really good fix and a good hold on him. But luckily enough, and whether this was Ms. Lee's that we spoke about before or somebody else, as this was going on, somebody tooted their horn in the car, and this spooked the kangaroo. So the kangaroo looked up. At that point, Mr. James saw his opportunity and apparently rolled out of the kangaroo's grip. The kangaroo was spooked enough and basically bounded away from the floodwaters, away from Mr. James, who was able to catch his breath again after being underwater, possibly for up to 20, 30 seconds being held down by a kangaroo. And luckily enough, John, we're here today saying that everybody has survived the experience. Mr. James, unfortunately, has a few bruises. Kangaroo's okay. Mr. James is okay, probably a little bit more aware of what kangaroos can do. And quintessentially, this is now a truly Aussie story that you can't probably replicate anywhere. So, John, what I guess I'm saying is that in floodwaters, you don't have to just worry about the floodwaters themselves, which could drown you. You don't have to just worry about the snakes that get washed into them that can bite you and kill you. You don't also have to worry about the livestock and crocodiles that sometimes get washed down that can also kill you and drag you under. But it turns out that scared kangaroos around floodwaters, they too will try and literally drown you in those waters as well. So what can I say? This is Australia. Everything tries to kill you. And this is just, again, another one of those stories.
Can kangaroos swim?
They can swim very, very briefly. They do a very awkward sort of like a doggy paddle. So they get their front legs and sort of like their main legs sort of working in unison. But by and large, they can't. And this is really owing to the fact that they are mostly muscled. There's not a lot of fat in them. So they tend not to float, which means kangaroos steer very clear of the water. And the only time we've seen footage of kangaroos swimming is when they've gone to actually drink out of a river. They've accidentally tumbled in, and they tend to thrash about more than, I guess, really do a doggy paddle, but they do manage to get to the bank. But really, if they spend too much time in the water, they're absolutely done for. So in this case, this kangaroo, because it's the natural inclination to know not to be able to swim, that's probably what really put the fear in it.
What are you told about a kangaroo that large? You tell me they come in groups of 10. How are you told to treat them if you're walking along and all of a sudden they're in front of you? Do you walk? Do you turn around and walk away? Do you continue walking? Do you acknowledge them in any way? Do you say anything?
You'd actually do pretty much all of that. What you tend to do is you stop, you acknowledge that they're there. And when I say acknowledge, you just kind of keep line of sight. They'll make eye contact. You make eye contact, but not in a threatening way. And normally what you're told is to try and move 90 degrees away from them. So try to go away from them, but do it very calmly. Do it like you're not trying to run away. You're not trying to run at them. You're not trying to threaten them. But at the same time, too, you don't turn your back on them. So, for example, around here, when I take Dallas, my spoodle, for a walk, and sometimes we'll see the kangaroos in the grasslands in the kind of caught between a railway line with a fence and the grasslands, and myself will be coming up on them. What I'll tend to do is just sort of turn away 90 degrees and just walk quite calmly around them, giving them a good maybe 30, 40 yards between me and them. What they'll normally do is they'll just continue eating the grass. Some of the more skittish ones might try and bound away at about the same, 90-degree angle from you. So they are just as scared sometimes of us as them. But the really big ones, they'll stand their ground. But as long as you're walking around them and slowly moving away, they will literally not do anything. You can make a little bit of noise too, like I often do, like a little bit of a sort of sound just to let them know where I am, because you don't want them to lose sight of you and to scare them in the process. But honestly, as long as you, I guess, show them respect is really what I guess is at the base of it. The kangaroos, they will leave you alone.
Now, they're educated about living side by side with humans in their cars. How are they in the street? Do they move quickly, or can they block a road if they're distracted?
They do. They move very quickly. And while they are very educated and most, they show some street smarts. They can be pretty stupid at times too when they see a car with headlights. And when I say stupid, unfortunately, what I mean is that they'll tend to try and bound alongside the car for some time, but then they'll often rapidly jump in front of the car or effectively try to either get across the road to the other side for no reason than the fact is they just want to go to the other side, and can be quite a menace. So what you have to do in your car is, certainly if you see kangaroos on the side of the road, which I do quite often, they're normally very, very clever, and they know if they don't move, there won't be any problem. But then you'll get one or two that will. So you just anticipate that one or two is going to jump in front of you, and you just slow your car down and basically try to make it known that you are there. So effectively, if you have to beep the horn, you beep the horn, but only when they're in front of you. Because if you beep the horn too early, there's every chance you'll get the pack of 10 to 20 kangaroos all at once suddenly coming into the roadway. But there is many instances where they have actually blocked the road for long enough where the traffic has had to stop until they've basically moved on. And as I said before, you really can't get out of the car and approach them to move them on, because that's when they'll turn around and try and attack you. So kangaroos and cars, it's not a good mix. And unfortunately, a lot of people still do hit them with their cars because the kangaroos are very skittish, and it will destroy your car's front end. But honestly, if you just take it easy, take it slowly, and just watch them, you can normally get away with it.
How are they with the dogs in the neighborhood?
They treat the dogs very much the same. Certainly with Dallas, Dallas is always on a lead, so he generally will always, because he's walking like me, he never draws attention to him, just himself. He loves sniffing for kangaroos, he likes tracking them. So when he sees a kangaroo, his tail will wag. He'll just acknowledge them, but he won't try and go for them, which I think is working in his favor. So for all the better part of most of the dogs in the neighborhood, it's all okay. But there have been a few reports of farmers just a little bit south of here who've unfortunately had dogs actually drowned in their, basically in the nearby creeks by kangaroos. And some of these dogs probably did try and approach the kangaroo and take them on. So that if the dogs are respectful, the kangaroos are respectful and everybody gets away. But sadly, at least this year alone, there's been a couple of dogs that I know of that have been drowned by the kangaroos in the water holes around here. So as long as you show them respect, the kangaroos will definitely show you respect, and that definitely goes for the dogs as well.
Do they come to the front door or the back door ever? Do they come on the property?
Here, not so much, because I'm actually inside a suburb, so it's a little bit harder for them, although we've had a few bound down the street when they've kind of got a little bit lost. But certainly on the periphery of this neighborhood, the kangaroos do go on the front lawn. They love grass, and there are some of my neighbors just in the suburb over who have had kangaroos come up and eat grass out of their front lawn, and quite regularly. I mean, it's actually really, really fun to see. The only downside is that they do tend to leave a lot of droppings around, so they tend to make a lot of mess. And because there's 10 to 20 of them at a time, they tend to sort of stop you from going in your front yard just while they're there. But no, they are very, very friendly when they want to be, and they'll actually come up to the houses.
Yes, Wally, the local black bear, came to the front door once. He was curious, and I watched him, took a picture of him right outside. Sailor was next to me at the time. Charlie wasn't with us yet. Sailor was not barking. He bravely stood in front of the bear as long as he was 8 feet behind me. Okay. And Wally came up the steps. I call him Wally because he's local. And looked at the door and decided it wasn't going to open for him, so he wandered off. That's why I asked about the kangaroos coming to the front door. They know there are humans inside these buildings. Do they stay away because of that?
No, it's actually a lot of people do go out and still take photographs. They'll stand on the front porch and they'll get photographs. And the kangaroos do just acknowledge the humans are there. And I think they are very comfortable in themselves that they can take on a human, especially the very large ones, that they just don't feel fear. It's more if they feel threatened, they're going to actually latch out. So the fact that humans are there really don't deter them. Kangaroos know they're kind of like the kings and queens of the bushland around here. So they're quite happy to come up to a house with people inside and for the people to come out and pretty much take photos.
Happy ending for a giant 7-foot kangaroo that can punch. My goodness. Jeremy Zakas, New South Wales. Okay, it's time for the Venom Police. This is Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Chances are, you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.